Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
The victim in a federal kidnapping case who was snatched from a casino at National Harbor in 2021 and robbed is going to prison for 18 months.
What?
The reason being is he tried to get $5,000 from one of his attackers in exchange for not testifying or giving a false account.
So he was selling his testimony.
Yes.
And which is the dumbass?
He wrote in an Instagram direct message, which was displayed in court records, it said, either you cough up some bread or sit in the feds for the next 20 years.
Hey, you rhymed that. Cough up the bread or sit in the Fed.
John J. Gabrani pleaded guilty to the full-hearted scheme, as his defense attorney described it. Was sentenced on Friday. The FBI task force officers found Gabrani in Washington, D.C. with blood running down the front of his face and a broken nose. At first, he said he had been hurt in a fall, but later said he had been lured out of the casino. Two men told him that if he could get them cocaine, they would pay him and find a woman to have sex with him.
Hmm.
So he obtained cocaine from a source, and he said his attackers put a gun to his face, took him to a boiler room of an apartment building.
Is this where the woman is?
Where he was beaten, and they stole things from his hotel room at the casino. They took $10,000 in cash, casino chips, and an Xbox.
That really hurt. Where's the woman?
Five men were arrested and charged with the crime, including Trey David Sherman. Now, beginning in June of last year, Gabrani contacted Sherman over social media, sending taunting messages and asking to get paid. He said, call me if you want to finesse trial. 3 weeks before Sherman's trial, Gabrani sent another series of messages saying he wanted $5,000. Prosecutors say Gabrani told another person that he was, quote, dancing with the devil by seeking such payments. Referring to Sherman, he said, I'm auctioning off his freedom. Last month, Sherman was sentenced to 10 and a half years. Four other defendants pled guilty, and they were sentenced between 10 and 14 years in prison. Gabrani, who moved from Fairfax, Virginia to Florida after the incident, was indicted by a federal grand jury in October and pleaded guilty last month. So he is going to jail.
How many years is he getting?
He's getting 18 months.
Oh, 18 months.
So he's getting a year and a half. Yeah. How about this? A crocodile farmer in northern Cambodia has been torn to pieces by about 40 of the reptiles after falling into their enclosure.
That's why I never buy those crocodile seeds.
Luan Nam, who is 72, tried to move one of the egg-laying animals out of its cage when it grabbed his stick in its mouth and pulled him in his stick.
Yes.
Not if it sounded like I said something else. Other crocodiles pounced, attacking him until he was dead.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Mr. Nam's body was covered with bite marks, and one of his arms was missing. The victim was the president of the local Crocodile Farmers Association, by the way.
Uh-huh. This would not have happened were he a farmer like that deals with tomatoes.
Yes. By the way, in 2019, a two-year-old girl was killed and eaten by crocodiles at a similar farm in the area. And the animals are bred for their eggs, skin, and meat in the Southeast Asian
nation.
Well,
they turned the tables, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Alerts for dangerous animals on the loose are commonplace in Florida, a state that leads the nation for escapes of wild creatures ranging from bears, lions, monkeys, snakes, and tigers.
Oh, my.
But a stalking beast currently terrifying residents of Sewanee County after sending two people to the emergency room in separate attacks turns out to be a domestic cat with attitude that has evaded capture for almost a week. Deputies have laid traps for the fractious feline.
I'm coming for you.
But have so far failed to make an arrest.
I'm coming for you.
Instead, the office's animal control unit is advising the public to be mindful of the cat and other animals in the area that present signs of rabies. During two separate incidents, residents exercising and walking on 174th Street were attacked by a cat. Both residents received injuries serious enough that they had to seek medical treatment from local hospitals.
Yeah, a cat can dice you up pretty good, and I have 8 of them.
He's a cat.
St. John.
That's one of the witnesses, Preston.
Oh.
He's a cat.
So far, declined to issue a rabies alert due to the cat not being captured or not being able to confirm that the cat has rabies or not, but they are.
The cat that attacked me could flush a toilet.
Yes.
He's a cat.
Joshua Jenkins of Altoona was arrested Thursday night after he called 911 for a house fire that he reportedly started while trying to burn spiders.
How many many times have you had this exact same story of someone who figures the best way to kill a house spider is with fire?
Police say that Jenkins was combative when first responders arrived and gave them difficulty trying to locate the fire. He reportedly told them that...
I can handle things, I'm smart!
He reportedly told them that he was using a butane torch. Actually, it turned out to be a propane torch to burn the spiders.
What are them tanes?
And their nests from the outside of his home. Police accused him of trying to stop firefighters from taking a fire hose into his home. Officials reported seeing 15 burn marks on the outside of the house.
Oh, my God.
And numerous burn marks inside the home, despite Jenkins denying that he used the torch inside. Officials said that the home likely would have burned down if Jenkins not called 911.
Was he holding the torch behind his back and sort of kicking the loose dirt in front of him?
He was charged with arson, risking a catastrophe, possession of an instrument of crime, tampering with evidence, and other charges as well.
Do you know that happens a lot, too, when there's a bee hive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like under the awning?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll burn down the house.
Burn down the house.
Yep. Last story. An investigation has been launched into the death of a British man who was reportedly struck by lightning while paddleboarding in Greece.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah. The unnamed man was in the sea off of the beach in Aegea Agathe, Rhodes, and his girlfriend filmed him from the beach. The Port Authority confirmed that... the man was 26 and a British national, but would give no further information. Greek newspaper Rodaki reported lightning struck the water near the man shortly before 1:30 p.m. on Monday, causing him to fall in the water injured. A newspaper reported a passerby waded into the water to pull the man back to shore. Medics then took him to a local hospital before he was declared dead. Wow, that's messed up.
I mean, you're the highest thing on the water at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Every story has a companion story to it. I'll start with two stories about people falling overboard.
I love this.
A 35-year-old man aboard a Carnival cruise ship fell overboard Monday off the Florida coast, and the Coast Guard said in a tweet that crews were searching for a passenger who went overboard on the Carnival Magic vessel around 186 miles east of Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah, as of Tuesday afternoon, the Coast Guard said it had searched 4,044 square miles over 19 hours, adding that it will continue to search with air assets. Security video shows a man leaning over the railing of his balcony and falling into the water at 4:10 a.m. on Monday. On late Monday afternoon, his companion reported him missing. According to a GoFundMe created by Jenny Lynn Blazer, the 35-year-old man is Ronnie Lee Pale Jr., and her partner, and said that it was his first cruise. Ooh.
You know what? We don't hear about this, but it's one of the big secrets of the cruise industry, how many people fall overboard every year.
Here's another one for you. A teenager baseball star jumped off a Bahamas cruise ship as a dare. In a video shared just days after the U.S. Coast Guard called off the search, video shows Cameron Robbins, 18 years old, from Louisiana, jumping overboard without a life jacket as his fellow classmates urged him on.
What?
The teenager, who had just graduated days ago from the University Laboratory School in Baton Rouge, was seen just in his swimming trunks before suddenly disappearing. Passengers on board were stunned that Cameron had jumped off. Concerns quickly grew for the teenager as one person shouted, "Grab the buoy, grab the buoy." Cameron, who was just a few feet away from the cruise, started drifting in the opposite direction away from the buoy before disappearing into darkness. U.S. Coast Guard were dispatched to look for the missing teenager on Wednesday, but late Friday, the search was officially called off.
Was this an ocean liner, or was it a... What kind of ship was this?
It says U.S. It was a Bahamas cruise ship. So it's a cruise ship.
Yeah, you hit the water, you know, if you're up on a higher deck.
Well, and not only that, by the time you get and report to, you know...
Oh, yeah.
They're well behind you.
They're gone.
No, he was fine. You see him swimming. What's crazy is at one point, you've
feel like you see maybe a shark swimming in there as well.
Oh, my gosh. And it was at night?
It was at night.
Oh, it was God. Just, yeah.
Everything wrong.
And a Coast Guard official said we were informed that they were suspending the active search efforts pending further developments. A GoFundMe page has been set up by the teenager's family who are going through an unimaginable situation. So they're counting him as gone.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Sucks. All right. Something lighter. Two stories involving cheese.
Cheese. Right.
Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers is looking for the charcuterie lover who stole a $600 wheel of Gouda. Whoever's behind the cheesy caper should, quote, get yourself out of the pickle you are currently in and visit the police station to clear the matter up, according to the police.
$600 for a wheel. Yeah, stuff can get pricey.
They said we must be crackers, though, if we think you're going to. So we are asking our fabulous followers to help out. If you know who our charcuterie lover is, please tell us. You will remain anonymous, of course, and they won't. Here's the other story involving cheese.
Yeah.
A woman was knocked unconscious while running down a hill to chase a 7-pound cheese wheel, but still managed to win her race at the bank holiday event.
I've seen these things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been going on for ages in England. Video footage posted on social media shows Delaney Irving falling while pursuing the double Gloucester down almost vertical Cooper's Hill in Brockworth. Irving said she only realized that she had won the women's race when she woke up in the medical tent. Hundreds of people took part in the contest, which went ahead of the year this year despite safety concerns. Irving from Vancouver Island, Canada, told the BBC she was not cheesed off by what had happened.
Oh, Jesus.
And I know. And said the race was good now that I remember.
It was Gouda.
She said, I remember running, then bumping my head, and then I woke up in the tent, and I still don't really believe it, but it feels great. And the video, you see her just hit the ground,
yeah.
And she is out cold. But she rolls across the finish line before anybody else, even though she's out cold.
Have you ever ran down a hill like that?
When I was a kid, maybe. But it's crazy. There is a special on, I think it was on Netflix, called We Are Champions.
Yes.
And they cover this extensively. It takes weird things like, you know, yo-yo competitions.
Pianos that they run down the, they'll take pianos and go down a mountain. While they're playing, have you ever seen that? Like a hill?
No, yeah. But on this show called We Are Champions, they take like, you know, pepper eating contests and stuff like that. But they covered this extensively, and it's crazy. People get hurt very, very badly.
I just saw yesterday on Instagram these people as they're running through a park. They're just jogging. These people are in a band. They start chasing them, playing. Chariots of Fire as they're running behind them.
That's great.
It's hilarious.
All right. And then I have two
It's kayak.
Oh, it's kayak.
Okay. Yes. It's hard to pronounce.
Jackie can't pronounce kayak.
Yeah.
All right. Burglars with kayaks and wearing wetsuits broke into a home on Yarrow Point early Thursday morning. Problem is, I don't know where this is. I don't know what
it's a Yarrow Point.
Yarrow Point.
Yarrow Point.
At about 3:38 a.m., the burglars forced entry into the back glass door of a home. Yarrow Point is north of Bellevue along Lake Washington.
Oh, it's near Clyde Hill.
The home was occupied at the time.
It's outside of Jakeford.
According to police, the burglars stole approximately $20,000 in cash from an unsecured safe and escaped on kayaks.
An escape on a kayak?
Paddling toward Kirkland. The police
we'll never get him now.
Believe the suspects may have attempted to burglarize two other homes earlier that morning with their kayakis.
Keep the kayak running.
And then finally, a family was rescued after their kayaks capsized in the San Francisco Bay on Memorial Day. The family, made up of two adults and two children, were pulled from the bay just off Hunter's Point.
I would never kayak in that bay. The currents, everything, sharks, it's horrible.
After their kayaks overturned, U.S. Coast Guard assisted in the rescue. Authorities said that two adults were evaluated at the scene and did not require hospitalization. However, the two children were taken to a local hospital for hypothermia. They are expected to be okay.
Aren't there signs clearly posted that say no kayaking?
Fire officials don't know how the kayaks capsized, but they said that the San Francisco Bay was choppy and windy on Monday. And so they didn't make it out. Well, they got them out, but they didn't make it unscathed. By the way, I have more twin stories, which...
Really?
Yeah, we'll have
I like this new concept.
Tomorrow morning, I didn't get a chance to get to all of them. All right, that's it in the B-File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.